Oh, you're gonna wish you hadn't, though you now wonder why. Ever let a red Uvea take a dump in your eye? If you do, you may be caving in the sweet by and by. Never let a red Uvea take a dump in your eye. A sad tale I now must convey about the three who went away to slumber in a cavern midst the crockery of yore, left in silent, sunless niches a millennium before that woeful day. Prepared and steeped in Maya cavern lore, the spirits couldn't spook them anymore. In search of ancient pottery, they climbed and crawled around, followed broken chips of Maya charcoal scattered on the ground as before. Never let a triatomid take a crap in your eye. Though they really like to do it, it just gets them so high. They'll come creeping while you're sleeping, and your eye they'll spy. Never let a triatomid take a crap in your eye. The enemy gathered forces silently, waiting for the perfect opportunity. While our three intrepid cavers slept unknowing through the night, came the hordes and herds of scuttling o'er the walls and down to bite quietly. They awoke and saw them bloated on the wall. They resolved to take revenge and squash them all. 'Twas a pinnacle of grossness unsurpassed to sit and batter with a canteen as they tried to crawl away. They'd watch them splatter blood and fall. Oh, there ain't no doubt about it, you'd much rather have fleas than to be the prey for just one of a kind such as these. For although it's claimed they've never had a case in Belize, these nasty little buggers carry Chagas disease. They arose to pack their gear disgustedly, left the cave to greet the morning sullenly, half suspecting but not knowing that those beasties fat and juicy had exposed them to the onslaught of Trypanosoma cruzi. Oh, tragedy! Well, the chances of a cure are nearly nil, but they're maybe going to ship them to Brazil. So for those of you who'd like to travel south and carry on, don't forget what lurks in crevices, or with them you'll be gone o'er the hill. A sad tale I've told you today about the three who went away to slumber in a cavern midst the crockery of yore, left in silent, sunless niches a millennium before that woeful day.
All right. Thank you.